Welcome to Seller Notes. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You know, this time of year, with the weather being pretty chilly, fortified wines actually can be a really nice niche to sort of, or an ish, if you will, to scratch. So I thought, you said you wanted to do some stuff along these lines and prove that it doesn't always necessarily mean dessert wines either.
No. Some fortified wines are off dry, some are bone dry. And then we do have, of course, many dessert wines. But let me start with a perfect aperitif wine. This is Los Amigos Fino Sherry, $18. And as you would expect from a Fino, this is a very pale gold with hints of green. The aromas feature cut apples, vanilla toffee, and acetone, which in the case of Sherry, I think is acceptable. It is bone dry, but with surprisingly deep fruit. There's lime. Peeled, bitter orange, green olives, things like that. Very light, very tasty, and it is a perfect aperitif. $18, Los Amigos Fino Sherry. Now, getting to something more dessert-oriented, Chambers from the Rother Glen area in Australia makes a dessert muscat. And muscat is a very, very old grape. In Australia, it's primarily been used to make stickies. They're nice dessert wines. And Hugh, I can describe this wine in one phrase: concentrated essence of creme brulee. That's it.
That's awesome.
That's all you need to know about this wine.
You had me at creme.
Well, if you do like creme brulee, this wine is just wonderful. I wouldn't want to have it with creme brulee because that would be redundant, but something like a panna cotta, it would be really special. Now, the way I understand it, the oldest port wine family in Oporto is the Van Zellers, a Dutch family who've been there for a long, long time. And they have a ruby port that sells for $20 that I liked very, very much. I thought this wine was rather dark for a ruby port. Usually they're a little bit lighter in color with distinct ruby highlights. And this one smelled exactly like a candy apple, you know, the red kind. And if you add a little cinnamon and a touch of vanilla, you've got it nailed. The wine is quite sweet, but there's a strong streak of apple-flavored acidity that balances that sweetness. And there's a burst of alcohol closing out the finish. The principal flavor of this whole thing, I would say, is kind of like sugary, buttery, cooked yellow apples along with hard candy. So if that paints a picture, this is the wine for you. At $20, this happens to be my wine value of the week. Very well made and a very good price. Now, from the same firm, Van Zellers, comes their 10-year-old Tawny. And Tawny ports, along with the vintage ports, tend to be the top wines from any port house. And this was just a fabulous, fabulous wine. It is pricey at $46, but I think it's worth every penny. The aroma features buttered hazelnuts, honey, and a whiff of summer roses, believe it or not. And it was very light on the palate, but it was very deep. The flavors really went down there. Hugh, this is the kind of wine that I would like to just sit and contemplate. I don't have to have it with dessert or anything. Just sit there by the fireside, my dog at my feet, and just contemplate this wine. It's that complex.
A nice, very trashy novel, everything.
I don't read trash, you. I'll have you know.
Excuse me.
But, you know, Charles Dickens would be perfect. At any rate, I love this Van Zeller's 10-year-old Tawny. Very nice. We're going to put these on the website so you all can check them out. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.